Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog Original Flavor Wednesdays podcast, a weekly show where two to three to four old guys talk about old games. I'm your beard host, Tyler, and we've all got the giggles.
Yeah, we got the giggles. Can we just go ahead and say that we've got Miller and Jacob here so we can just go ahead and get that out of the way and everyone can laugh?
I don't know what's so
funny. I don't either. Jacob was trying not to laugh, so that made me laugh.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. It was. We went from having such a comedic moment to Tyrone, hello, Internet. And it's also because I listened to the podcast on time and a half, it's a lot slower than I listen to it, so it just doesn't sound as peppy as it sounds on.
You don't want to spend a full hour with us,
hello, Jacob? And no, I want all of the information crammed in as tightly as it can possibly be.
You have no regard for comedic timing or anything like that.
Well, I mean, the beats are still there.
I think it works for you because you know me. I think otherwise, listening to me at times and a half, you really wouldn't be able to understand me when I get going on something.
I can see that. So. Yeah.
So I don't advise anybody that didn't grow up with me to listen to me at times and a half.
Please listen to me at times and a half, because every time I edit the show, I'm like, man, I fucking talk so slow and laborious. It's just like excruciating when I edit.
But yes, hi, Internet.
What's up? How's it going?
Jay Gruger, Sean Miller. I have a story related to the game.
Yes,
Tyler. Roundaboutly.
Is this a St. Louis Blues fan fiction story?
This would have been a better time to share that story.
I wish you would have brought some so you could have just read.
I asked my mom, and they just moved, so they're in some box in their garage. She has them, but...
She was like, your hockey stories? I threw those away. Deal with it.
They were garbage, Tyler.
I read them. Do you really want that?
I threw those away. One day during filming Minute Work, Emilio Estevez took out our trash. And then the rest is history.
I made my dad furious one year. I had a bumper harvest birthday money one year, and I had like $150, $200. And sure, I just got done seeing Mighty Ducks 2.
Okay.
So I went to Toys R Us, and I bought every piece of street hockey equipment I could find. I didn't live around other kids.
And the one I lived around, I'm sure, didn't give a shit about street hockey.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want me playing it. I mean, one, I wasn't allowed on the road anyway. So all that. And like, my aunt was just like, oh, he's very into hockey. Sure, I'll take him.
She's Canadian.
Bought everything.
Oh, okay.
I bought like the knuckle pucks that they had on... Like with the balls on them that roll on concrete,
yeah.
Goals, like five or six hockey sticks to share with friends to play a game.
Oh, like, shit, that's sad.
How did you afford all of this, man?
It was all that birthday, all
holy
birthday
shit.
Money.
You got to steal.
Yeah. And oh, my parents were pissed. Dad's like, what the hell do you know about hockey? There's not even any ice around here. How do you know anything about hockey? St. Louis Blues, what about them?
I wish it was a long con, and then you're like, all right, let's return it, and I'll get a Genesis. I just want to see his face. I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and I wish someone would explain to me what hockey is, because I really, other than Kevin Smith references, I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't know that St. Louis had a team until Tyler shared his story about writing Blues fanfic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's the Mighty Ducks. So, I knew that the Mighty Ducks, they were a team. I knew that Wayne Gretzky was a guy who played hockey, and he was really good. I only knew about the Mighty Ducks, so I assumed he played for the Mighty Ducks, right?
Are you?
I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking.
No.
Okay. No.
No.
Okay.
He does not. He never played for. But there is a professional team named after the Ducks.
Anaheim.
And I think that their name is. I could be totally wrong about this because this is the one professional sport that I kind of don't follow at all. But it's. I think that they're like the Los Angeles Ducks at Anaheim or something like that. Like a weird, laborious name.
Hmm.
So listen to all their games at times and a half speed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, Ducks at Anaheim.
And Gretzky, yeah, I was thinking about this when we saw Gretzky earlier. There used to be a cartoon.
Quit looking at my show notes, Miller.
Sorry, he's
we're
fucking
just in
spoiler.
The intro, bro.
Spoiler.
Was there a Gretzky cartoon? I need to know right now.
Nope. We're not talking about it. So Tyler,
let's fucking talk about it. Oh, it was the trio of sports stars.
Yeah, it was him and Bo Jackson and
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, they had a whole cartoon. I don't even remember what.
Really?
I don't remember what they did.
They fought crime using their specific sports skills.
And it's in the same time frame as like Hammerman and right and the Karate Kid cartoon.
Yeah.
Only lasted for a little bit. So there's just this period of time where basically if you were famous, you could get your own cartoon where you fought crime.
I remember they were all, like their lair was like the Superdome or something where they all lived together. Wayne Gretzky was like the goofy, bumbling guy, and Bo Jackson was very serious. Michael Jordan was a smart ass.
They should do that.
Jackson was always a smart ass, too. I mean.
They should do that as a Road Rules season. What are we talking about? Hockey? Something hockey, I would assume?
Well, today, Original Flavor Wednesday, this is all about NHL 94.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
IGN's number 59.
So we're going to go ahead and apologize in advance because it's a sports game?
Yep. If you listen to our show before, you know what that means.
Right. If you don't know what that means, you can go back and listen to International Superstar Soccer. Probably our worst episode to date. We may match it today.
That's what we brought in. Right? Everybody seemed to really respond to Miller and Jacob. So I was like, all right, let's just bring them out for this episode. Let's try to save this piece of shit.
That's what I said. Becky asked me, my wife, and she was like, you don't know anything about hockey. Why do they want you to come? I was like, because they know a guest host is good to kill about 10 minutes of airtime.
You got
some kind of goofy banter going on.
Why are they bringing you on, Sean? Charisma,
baby.
Who doesn't love the Sean Miller?
Really, I don't know if it's a thing to pretend that you know about hockey. Because I remember back in when I lived in D.C., that's where I met like a Blackthorn fame, Blake Woods. I was a restaurant manager, and nobody important. You have to worry about it.
Former listener.
Yeah. All right. That he and his wife came to eat at the restaurant when I was working, and they got waited on by the most attractive server we had. She was very, very pretty, and she was extremely into hockey. She came over from Serbia and just got really, really involved in Nationals hockey. So, like, the playoffs were on at that time because we had TVs everywhere, and she was watching them. And then, of course, Blake, his wife is there. I don't know why he thinks he's going to get away with it. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's trying to talk to her. He's like, yeah, oh, I love hockey. And Laura Beth's like eating and sets down her fork and just looks at him. And then they try to keep up this bullshit banter of Blake like, yeah, I mean, I don't really watch, I mean, a lot of it, but I like what I've seen. And she's just, as soon as the pretty waitress walked away, you don't know fucking shit about hockey. You just want to hit on the pretty girl. I'm right here.
So mental.
Yeah, all right, hockey.
It's IGN's 59th ranked game. Yes, Jacob.
Oh, I was just going to talk about Washington hockey for a second.
Washington hockey?
Yeah, they had a good team. They had a good team when you guys were up there.
Yeah, I forget who the star was.
I can't remember his name either, but he was a total fucking chump. He was a D-bag, but he was good. He was, you know.
Like, the two often relate.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, I have a surprise for you, Jacob. That waitress is here today.
This is exciting.
Gonna bring her in, let you guys chat
Let's
for a
see
bit.
See if we can hit it off.
Let you pretend for a little while like you know anything about hockey.
It's weird. I can talk more knowledgeably about like hockey circa 1996 than I can today. It's like,
well, that's how I'm about baseball, basketball.
Hey, baby, let's talk about Brendan Shanahan for a while.
I know who that is
because
of this game.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning.
What is he, a painter or something?
Yeah. He paints hats. He always gets a hat trick.
He's known as the hat trickster.
Did anyone play this game as a kid?
I didn't play this game. I actually don't remember which version it was. I want to say it's like 96.
Yeah, I think I played 96 on Genesis.
Yes, on Genesis. Because I never... And I feel like to a certain extent it's still sort of designed for the Genesis because it seems like there's kind of three primary buttons.
Yeah, I see where it would have been a better control scheme on the Genesis. I remember I enjoyed this for the NHL 96 on Genesis.
What?
Yeah. Exactly.
I never played any hockey games that I can remember. I didn't play a lot of sports games anyway, but definitely not hockey. That was just nowhere in my radar.
No, me neither.
I feel so bad that, you know, I was brought on for this one specifically because it's like every other sports game, if you were to bring me on, I feel like I can at least have a knowledgeable, intelligent discussion about it. But hockey... Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean,
you hit the guy.
But this is gonna
hit the guy.
What, lacrosse?
We get
all those lacrosse games they have.
If you bring me a Super SNES lacrosse game, brother,
it's just Duke rape jokes. That's all the show is.
Challenge accepted.
Snooker. Do you know anything about snooker?
It's any of those that would possibly be on the top 100.
Yeah, you do.
SNES top 100.
You've seen. David Cross's show.
Increasingly poor decisions of Todd Martin.
Thank you. It's snooker.
Snooker! Snooker! Snooker!
Oh, okay.
It's pool, essentially.
Okay.
But like insofar as the major basketball, baseball, football, like that's, I remember listening to the football episode being like the Madden episode and being like, I know these things. I know these questions and I'm not like a football fan.
Pafar Parnier. Yeah, I know about those.
Well, I mean,
my dad is very supportive.
You have to consider if we all grew up somewhere much farther north,
yeah,
where that it's a thing. Although something that kind of blew my mind was going through some of the teams. I mean, I know nothing about NHL teams, but it's like Tampa Bay has a hockey team. I find it amusing that Tampa Bay, where it's, you know, not particularly cold.
They import their ice in Tampa Bay. They have no business with a hockey team.
Nashville's got a hockey team, right?
Yep, Preds. Go Predators.
Are they good?
I don't know if they're good, but I don't think they're bad. I kind of think that they're in the middle of the road. They won last night is all I know.
Are they new? Because I don't think they're in this game, are they?
They are not. They are new.
I would have been... My hockey fascination for that one year would have been justified had we had a local team like that.
And they had... Because they went through a period of pretty... quick expansion, which is why there's a team in Phoenix right now, and why there was a team in Atlanta for a while. But the Atlanta Thrashers are no more. They moved to Winnipeg.
See, this one
makes more sense.
Yeah.
I feel like all sports games, though, are generally regional.
Well, like, yeah, that's the thing. It's really, like,
this is basketball this country is, where yeah, we
exactly.
live.
This is basketball and to some degree baseball.
Just the Cardinals.
Because of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
Yeah, I don't. They made it though. Like yeah, isn't that more than most people expected this year?
According to my Facebook feed, yeah, because that's all my Facebook feed was fucking Cardinals comments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I just wanted to talk.
You guys want to know more about this game?
Sure.
Yeah, I hear a train coming.
Yeah. My, that sounds an awful lot like the Dave reads from Wikipedia trade.
You're not going to let Rand Paul read from Wikipedia for you?
If he wants to come on the show, that's fine. I don't think that might not be a wise decision on his part. But
it's not a political statement to have Rand Paul come on and read from Wikipedia.
All right, guys. NHL 94 is an ice hockey game by EA Sports. For the Sega Mega Drive and Genesis.
It's in the game.
Super Nintendo and Sega CD. As well as the first release of the NHL hockey series for PC and DOS. So there's a milestone.
I would not want to play this game on DOS.
No. With a keyboard? Oh, I don't think so. The game is officially licensed from the National Hockey League, whoever they are, and NHL Players Association. You got to okay it by two groups. That's just so Canadian. Being the third game in the NHL Hockey Series media franchise, it was released in October of 1993. Here's an interesting point. Are we ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
NHL 94 is included as number 47 on IGN's top 100 games of all time.
I know. I saw that today and I thought, that's weird.
How the fuck is it higher rated on their all-time games list than it is on their Super Nintendo?
Exactly.
Well, I wonder if maybe the Genesis version is a lot better.
All right, that's a fair statement, but I wish you would have kept it out because it makes them look stupid if we keep it out.
Sure, no, yeah, that's true. I think maybe the Genesis version is a lot better.
Or the bumper crop of good games for the Super Nintendo.
I can't imagine it's that much better that it would jump ahead of, you know, all these various systems into the top 50 when it's not even in the top 50 in one, like, there can't be that big of a difference in how good it is from one system to the other. I'm sure it's a difference, not that big.
I don't know, man.
Shut up, Jacob.
The Genesis version gives you a blowjob. It's much better.
Well, I could see that making the list.
It's a very expensive attachment for your Genesis, though.
It's really malicious.
It's hard to find.
Yeah. It's a gamble whether or not you're going to stick anything in there.
Spit red rings. No, no.
Once you win the championship, it's a POV of Wayne Gretzky going down.
Oh, no.
Thanks for coming, Jacob.
I can't do this show anymore.
All right, so what did you guys think of, well, what I thought was very standard about NHL 94 was that you could have four or five players.
Yeah, with the multi-tap, which we totally used.
Yep. All four of us playing was just...
It was fine when we were on opposite teams.
Yeah, 2-on-2 was fine.
But when we all tried to play on the same team, because we're not good at it. Why would we be good at NHL 94?
What's that video of all the teenagers like grinding on an ottoman one after the other?
I do not know.
Yeah, that does really, for some reason, like that is kind of what happened.
It's like, because the video is like four or five teenagers, like some R. Kelly song, and they're all practicing like their groove for having sex with girls on this ottoman.
Taking turns.
And they're taking turns one after the other.
And they're walking around the ottoman looking at it like, yeah.
That's us playing in NHL 94.
I was going to make like a Joker reference from Batman, but I think I haven't seen this ottoman video.
No, teens rubbing their dicks on ottomans is the way to go.
All right,
I'm not sure why Tyler made that comparison exactly, but it's a funny video. It's a very least.
We're padding the show notes.
Well, all of us think you were good at hockey. Like, yeah, look at this. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a moment. Yeah, it was totally like that because exactly like you said, Jacob, when we were playing each other, 2-on-2, man, I felt like, all right, I got this. I got this. We, all four of us, can play on one team and beat the computer.
We could not.
Well,
that was not
the case.
And, you know, when
Brett Hull bent us over.
When only two people are actually playing on each team, that means at any given time, three of the team members are going to be controlled by AI. So that's going to be way damn better.
And they know what they're doing.
Yeah. they've been doing nothing but play this game. That's what they were built for.
They just sit in that little box, wait for you to play.
Just hanging out with Wreck-It Ralph.
All right, that's NHL hockey, guys. You ready for calls?
Yep. All right, while we were playing, overall, it looked decent. Not spectacular, not very much detail, but serviceable.
Sports game.
You tell what was going on. It looked like a hockey game.
When did SNES drop? 92?
91.
Mm-hmm. 91. So, I mean, it's early on in the dev cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since it was released in 93.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. For a game that was 2 years in, I thought it looked okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems with the way it looked, except for what... That one player.
We got Sanderson or something.
Yeah.
Had no face.
Yeah. They do all these like portraits of the players and they're really bad. And that one guy, you say he wears a visor, but he looked like he had no face. He looked like the face transplant guy. And so I wanted to play as him.
That's probably a not safe for work show notes tag.
You think?
Yeah, no face guy? Yeah.
That's not safe for work?
I think
I work
not.
With a guy who has that set as his Jabber avatar.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on the work.
Well, I've got, I work with a guy who's got Lemon Party as his as his lock screen on his phone. It's fine. Oh.
Those two guys are in love, but the other guy.
he's just there for fun. With our breakdown of Lemon Party. The interface, I felt it was kind of hard going from half the court rink, half the rink to the other half of the rink, uh-huh, very rapidly all the time. It was hard to play just because we didn't get to play because the ref, every time we do something, face off, icing.
Make a cake. Which I wouldn't have known what the fuck icing was until, thank God you were here, Jacob, because you say that you don't know much about hockey, but you knew what icing was, and I think that's a good start.
Well, I remember I went to go when the Thrashers were in Atlanta, when there were still four professional sports teams in Atlanta. I made it a point to go and see them all, and I went with a friend of mine to the hockey game and had to sit down with her and say, okay, explain this to me because I don't understand it. And that's certainly a humbling moment to, you know, ask a girl, please explain this sport to me. I don't understand it. But she did. Thank God. She's the person who clarified icing for me. Okay. And also offsides, which we didn't get called for offsides. Thank God, because I don't know that I could.
I know that was a thing.
Yeah, offsides are a thing.
Overall, I guess the actual play, the setup, the graphics, average, solid all around. How the music was pretty terrible, and what? I did not like the sound effects.
Oh, what? I thought the music was great.
The music, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the music at all.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. I will say this, that, and this is probably jumping too far ahead, but nothing about this game stood out to me as like, oh, that's definitely why this is on the list. I don't know why NHL 94 is on the list.
There was some hockey fans at IGN.
But NHL 96 isn't on the list. Or 90, like, I don't understand why this one.
I think this is the first year that they got the license from NHL. And I think that's the same reason with the way Madden NFL 94 was on the list.
It's just a watershed moment?
Yeah, I think so. And I've never played NHL 96. I have to imagine it has gameplay advancements. But I have to think that it's because they got the license.
Yeah.
When you think about hockey, what is one of the first trappings of hockey that you think about?
Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm. What about the actual game?
I don't know what it is.
Slapshot.
Fisticuffs always comes to mind for me.
Yeah, fighting.
The fighting, which has been taken out of this game. You cannot fight in this version, which seems shitty. Like, I imagine as a kid, that's probably why I would have wanted to play it, so I could get in fights and then score goals.
You can get into fights without spending $250.
We had very different childhoods.
It's funny that you would go out of your way to buy a game where you can pick a fight rather than just playing
Street Fighter.
If you could play a game of hockey in Street Fighter, think about how great that would be.
I'd like that.
It's like the old joke. I went to a fight one time and a hockey game broke out.
Right.
So,
but I think that the fighting is a really important part. I understand why it's not in there at the set, but it's like that scene from Swingers where they're talking about, no, this, I think kids were hitting each other in the head, so they took out the fighting. But you can make people bleed, and I never saw anyone bleed in this. No. I don't know if it's this one or a later era version.
There might have been a blood code like there was for everything in this part of the Super Nintendo.
That's true, Super Nintendo. Yeah. Maybe you could make people bleed on Genesis.
Or they bleed green. So.
Yeah, they're mutant hockey players.
This is just like any other sports game. I imagine if we were all four really big hockey fans, we would have had a ball playing it because we would have understood what was going on. But
I feel like somebody, we had a fair time without understanding.
Yeah, I had a good time.
I mean, it was, but...
we would have been played more than an hour if we had enjoyed it.
Yeah,
And I think that there's something to be said, too, for us already. Like, if we were hockey fans, we would already understand that... Hey, inertia is a big part of this game. You can't, like...
Stop on a dime.
Yeah, you can't stop on a dime. You can't be at a standstill and then suddenly go full speed in another direction. You have to build up speed and stuff like that. Because that's not... The sports that I like aren't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I mean, I know that sounds stupid to say. It's like, oh, well, things are different when you're on ice. But things are different when you're on ice.
Is this essentially soccer on ice? Can anyone answer that question? Like, are the rules pretty much just the damn same? It's just you got less people and they're on ice.
I put soccer.
Yeah, goalies can use their hands. Soccer goalies use their hands.
I sort of wrap them into the same kind of cloth because they're so unpredictable. Like when scoring is constantly happening in basketball.
Right.
When scoring happens in football, it's a major deal. It's a major deal in hockey and soccer, but it comes out of nowhere. Like it just all the okay, there's a ball going, shit, they just scored. You just don't see it coming. Whereas in football, there's a drive to the goal line, they score.
Right.
Basketball is constantly happening, so it's not a big deal.
Well, it's in the same way that I said this to you, Dave, before, that the sports that I grew up liking, precision is valued 100%. If you, like in basketball, if you get the ball stolen from you, if you turn it over, that is a failure. If you are in, you know, if you're playing football and you throw the ball and you turn it over, that is a huge failure, as opposed to hockey and soccer, where like that's part of the ebb and flow of the game. Like yeah. Understanding that you're not always going to be able to have the puck and you're not going to score on every time. You're not going to score most of the time.
You're hardly ever going to score.
So I'm sure precision is, you know, valued,
but in a different way.
It's, you know, it's impossible when you're kicking a ball on a field that big or you're slapping a puck around the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not going
to
happen.
It's just a different standard. Yeah.
So I shouldn't feel bad for constantly passing to the opponent. It's just part of the game.
Yeah, I think it just happens.
I feel like the control scheme, it seemed like whatever player happened to be there at that moment with us all playing was just like random. Sometimes it would be Miller and I were on the same team. Sometimes we'd pass it, Miller would get the, he'd be the one playing, and then suddenly I'd be that character, and then Miller would pass it to himself three times in a row, and he'd be that character three times in a row.
Yeah,
you pass it to the goalie, and then the goalie ends up, you don't know that you're going to be the goalie, so the goalie goes way out of the goal unexpectedly. Yeah.
I think how it worked was if you pass it, you are then become the person that you just passed it to.
It seemed like, unless you go out of your way to pass it to...
to your teammate.
Right, to your teammate.
Yes. But I do think that it was random, like when you go into face-offs and when you do... and who the goalie is. I think that those are random.
They seemed
random. The goalie thing... that really bugged me about the game.
Yeah, because it would switch you to goalie, and you have no idea that you'd been switched to goalie, so you just skate on right on out of the fucking
penalty,
which apparently is a no-no.
Yeah,
I learned that playing this game. The goalie just go where the fucking wants.
That's how the Mighty Ducks tricked the other team that one time by putting what's his name on goalie, sending him up. Oh, it's that guy! Oh, slap shot.
I enjoyed those movies as a kid, but as an adult now, I really wish they would have just lost all the time because they just rely on tricks.
it's not work.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be rewarded for that. It's like you could say it's creative thinking, which it is, but I mean, children need to be taught at an early age. Trust me, I'm a designer, so I know that you can be creative, but don't be too fucking creative because then people get really mad.
Order.
It's at the end of Mighty Ducks 2 when they put Cat in. Because Cat had better gloves.
Mm.
Pull Goldberg. You get a Pull Goldberg, you put in Cat. Cat hasn't done shit all movie. Put her at the end. Better gloves. Win the game. It's fine. I didn't notice a tutorial.
No.
So if you don't know what you're doing with hockey, you're just better go study somewhere else. Pull up the encyclopedia to the H's. Maybe you'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, that is, and I will say, it's, you know, when I was playing it on the Genesis, I got called for icing constantly and had no idea what icing was. And there was no indicator to be like, hey, by the way, this is what you're doing to get that wrong.
To be fair, though, to counter that, Tyler, the game did have a Zamboni.
Yeah, that's true.
So what other game have we played that has Zamboni in it? Maybe Tiny Toons. I can't remember.
Tiny Toons might have had a Zamboni. There was a Zamboni level in Tiny Toons.
The hidden level?
That would be great if there was a hidden level where you actually got to drive the Zamboni in this game.
I wonder if there's something in the background of like a Street Fighter Alpha or something like that.
I feel like there has been a Zamboni in a game we played. That's a good trivia challenge.
Dad, Josh Edwards, Lord Mike, find the Zamboni.
Find the Zamboni. We need theme music.
Turns out the Zamboni was in your heart the whole time.
You know, I learned something today, Miller.
What's that, Dave?
I learned that the Zamboni was in my heart the whole time.
And knowing's half the battle.
So I knew going into this that Jacob is a very competitive person. He enjoys keeping tallies and scores and records, and he's very competitive. we all stopped giving. Our shits were up halfway through. Jacob was like, I hate losing. I don't want to. No, no.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't hate losing, but I hate losing when I feel like we can win. And I,
you were scaring Meg because Meg was.
Me too. I was sitting next to you and I was like, God, I'm like transported back to when I was 7 and I'm watching football with my dad. And I'm just like cringing every time something bad happens. It's like, is this the play where he snaps?
And luckily that didn't come.
No.
Not today, but.
They lost. Give me your Nintendo so I can break it. No!
Yeah, I mean, something I love was destroyed. I'm going to destroy something you love.
That's how I roll.
Oh, dads.
The fact that there wasn't a tutorial, I think, isn't that big a deal because...
We're still talking about tutorials?
Fuck it. I don't want to talk about it.
JK, JK, Miller.
No, please, man. Please. Let's.
Please, we need time.
Yeah. I told you, I can read from War and Peace. No, I don't mind. Hockey... You know, it's a game that's pretty widely popular. It's not like you need a whole lot of detailed information. And sure. It's not like a lot of the rules in actual hockey are in NHL 94.
Sure.
There's a lot of intricacies, I'm sure, that don't get worked into the gameplay. So you can pick it up without a tutorial and know, okay, these are my teammates. I need to put that little black thing through that net.
We didn't even do a single lineup change.
What's that?
It's where, you know, people come in.
It's where you change your lineup.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, line change, you know, and that's generally a thing.
What the fuck would we do
and
that?
And it happens during the game because, you know, in theory, you're getting fatigued. And it happens during action. So, like, someone will skate over and then someone will hop in, someone will hop out.
Oh, I wish we'd have done that just so I could have seen that little animation.
Yeah.
You think they do an animation for it?
I bet they do.
Okay.
Could you do it? I thought you could only do it between periods.
No, I know. I'm pretty sure you can do it.
Oh.
Hit start and it's on that menu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we should probably go back and see that.
Yeah, let's all right.
Let's take a pause. Back in a minute.
Pause. All right, we're back. We did it. All right, I'm kidding.
It was great.
We're not going to talk about it at all. Moving forward.
We didn't see the lineup change, but we did discover that Wayne Gretzky POV.
Can I say something ridiculous?
No.
Please. All right, never mind. I know a lot more about football than I know about hockey.
Oof.
And that's not the ridiculous part. No one laughed. So. However, I would rather play this game than I would Madden NFL.
Yes.
I get that.
100%.
Because
I'm in total agreement.
I felt like when I was playing this game, when I was playing NHL, I felt like I was playing a game. I didn't feel like it was in Madden where you pick your play, set the controller down, go take a leak, come back, see how it went.
Yeah.
Like, this was, like, actually, like... Like, I mean, I was making those noises as I'm, like, hammering on the controller trying to get to the puck. As I grind on the ottoman. Sorry, guys. I finished. I'll let you three go ahead, but just ignore that stain on the...
Just wipe it down like the strippers do between every pole dance.
Yeah, no, I totally see that. I totally get why you would say that.
It felt like I had input, good or bad. Mm-hmm. Bad, let's face it. But it was more fun.
I thought you were doing great,
man.
Oh, well,
thanks, buddy.
We're teammates.
Yeah, you carried the Penguins and you know it.
Well.
I sort of got to the point where it felt like I was button mashing in a sports game.
Yeah.
You know, like the puck sort of gets near me and I'm just, or something.
Yeah, it felt like the Smash Brothers of sports games to me. Because it's like exactly that. Every time the puck or another player got close to me, I would just spam all the buttons, just all of them, just hoping that
a shoot or a pass, somebody falls down, you fall down, something happens. You don't know. There's no control.
I don't know. Sports.
Do the Hadouken, somebody falls down, it's fine. You don't know.
It was interesting to look at the stats between periods to see what we were doing well and what, of course, we weren't doing anything well. But
right.
I don't know.
We're doing a good job making Jacob frustrated.
That's you.
I did that really well.
Well, I feel like that's why Jacob didn't get super frustrated, because y'all had clearly done better. Like, your passing percentage was way higher.
Passing percentage was so good.
It was pretty good. That's because every time I would get the puck, I'd just pass it to you because I didn't want it. And then, but sometimes,
and then I would never pass it to you.
Sometimes I would try to pass it to you and I would just hit it against the wall. I don't know what was going on there. But.
And the computer's like, that's not an actual pass. We're not counting that. Don't worry.
We're gaming the system. Just hitting it against the wall, getting our pass percentage up.
It's like getting your jumping in Oblivion or whatever. You're like, bump, 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 bump.
All you need is a hair tie and your own keep. Just wrap that thing around your controller, come back in 5 hours, and you're 100 GM in that shit.
But again, I praise this game for being able to have all of us play together.
Yeah.
For like Super Nintendo at that time, I feel like that's you're hard pressed to see that. So this, I would have enjoyed this if I had friends who would have been able to teach me. I would have enjoyed this at a sleepover.
Yeah.
And we didn't do any of the season stuff, but you know, my understanding is, you know, you can play through a whole season. You have, you know, you've got Ron Barr before games that's telling you, hey, blah 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 is on a hot streak. Blah 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 really needs to show up today in the game.
Is he related to Roseanne?
Mm-hmm. It's possible. I think that they both did some work for EA Sports.
Okay.
It's her grandfather. It's her great grandfather.
Okay.
But this is a game
seriously?
That if. This is a game that if it weren't for me loving basketball so much, because I will always pick NBA Jam, I will always pick NCAA basketball, I will always pick a basketball game. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I mean, I think that this would be a great sort of like desert island game, because you can keep on going back, playing as the different teams, figuring out how do you maximize Jaromir Jagr? How do you maximize Wayne Gretzky? How do you maximize Brandon Shanahan? You know, how do these guys play differently?
This is a lot of time and a notebook to write shit down. Something that you would have done pre-internet. This would have been really good.
A lot of potential for playing and playing and playing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Making out stats, seeing who's good at what, and
that sounds awful.
Why there's still
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, to us, yeah.
I'm getting a headache just listening to you talk about it.
I would draw maps for like Metroid and shit, but I would never like write down stats for a sports game.
I wish I had some of Josh Nance's maps that he and his brother mapped out. Like, they had multiple pieces of paper, made a huge map of the original Legend of Zelda, and then when you put your name as Link, and everything reverses to the harder map. I remember them having pages and pages and
Let's be honest. That was the best part of Nintendo Power, is whenever they do a game and they'd have the maps. Because I remember Super Mario World, I remember when that one came out, and they had all the maps for all the levels in Super Mario World.
Mm. Honestly, I never played, I mean, I played Mario games, but like Zelda games and Metroid games, I completely missed. So a lot of that, the love of drawing maps and stuff is lost on me.
So stats for you. Have you done that? Like, is that a thing? Like, do kids do that in sports games?
I haven't done that with sports games.
Josh Edwards had talked about doing stuff like that for his Madden 94 team, where they'd all...
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and especially later on, I would figure out stuff like, okay, I'm playing NBA Live. I want to trade this person. Who do I want on my team? Let me see if I can... I need a power forward. I bet if I play Bo Outlaw here, then I'll be able to get a good small forward or shooting guard and blah, 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 blah. Like, I did that a lot.
This sort of brings up an interesting question. Has somebody done that already? And can we find it on the internet? Has somebody already gone through and like really meticulously?
What's your perfect team for NHL 94 that even we could win a season?
Yeah, there we go. That's a good challenge.
Lemieux was rated 100. So I don't know. I mean, you don't get much better than Super Mario.
Is that the skunk from Looney Tunes?
That's Pepe Le Pew.
Okay. Is he based off of the hockey player?
I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
Is that Star Fox's rabbit companion?
Oh, God.
That's just Pepe.
That is Pepe. Thank you. Man.
Is that when you lift weights and every time the bar comes up, that's just a rep? Okay. All right.
That's reppy. I figured, you know, Pepe Le Pew speaks French. Lemieux is probably French-Canadian.
I don't know. I actually think he's American.
Well, fuck.
It all falls apart. Lemieux, I mean, that...
He's Italian-Canadian-French.
Vietnamese. Vietnamese, gentlemen. Do they play hockey in other parts of the world besides North America? Like, is this like just a North American thing?
No, I mean,
I would wager like Norway. And
Because it was Russia, huge in the Russia. U.S.
The Miracle on Ice.
The Miracle on Ice was 90. When was it?
Was that in the 90s?
No. Was it early? I thought it was like, no, no, I guess it was probably.
That was during the Cold War.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
So clearly, I don't watch the Olympics. Is this an Olympic sport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, Olympic ice hockey.
Yeah. Well, whatever year it was, I guess then it was maybe late 70s.
gosh.
It could have been any older than that.
I feel so dumb right now because I'm so, like, I should know when the Miracle on Ice was. But
we should feel dumb after our last episode. We were like, what's that movie that has Soylent Green in it? Soylent Green. I looked that up today.
It's people.
Up until now, people were taking that as a joke, Tyler. you just pull that curtain back.
But something, there's also something interesting about the NHL. You've got like the Calgary Flames, Toronto Maple Leafs. Is that the hockey
Toronto
team?
Maple Leafs, yes.
Ottawa. There's like five or six NHL.
Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
Now the Winnipeg Jets are back.
There's all these Canadian teams. And then when you look at like baseball, there's two Canadian teams.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, it's the... Just the field. I know there's only one. There's the Toronto Raptors in the NBA. That's it.
Yeah.
Also, part of that does have to do with they have, because of their different tax brackets in Canada, it's actually more expensive to be a player in Canada.
Huh.
And especially because most of them are headquartered in America. My understanding is you have to pay taxes twice. You have to pay taxes in America and pay taxes in Canada.
Hmm.
So it's more expensive to play in Canada.
Tad Pog is not a licensed CPA, so...
But we pretend, and we will do your taxes if you want us to, but we're not liable. Yeah.
We're allowed to give tax advice. Wait, no, wait. Right?
Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
And we'll do your taxes.
Because I feel like there are professional hockey players listening to that going, God, oh, wow.
Shit, you're right.
Who is this Jacob York?
I've got to talk to my man about this. This is ridiculous.
I was listening to this podcast.
This retro video game podcast.
Why am I paying taxes three times when I should only be paying it twice?
Looking over my notes, how many hockey movies are there that would be inspirational? I remember if I had watched Mighty Ducks and then played this game, I would not have spent my birthday money on hockey equipment. I would have been like heartbroken, like, oh, this is what hockey is probably like. I shouldn't spend money on this. I should buy Nintendo games.
Did you at least like patrol the streets of Marshall County like Casey Jones?
I patrolled my driveway like Casey Jones.
Fighting crime. That's what I like.
Were you on skates?
Yeah, I had inline skates.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I was a rollerblader. Up and down my driveway with the hockey puck that had the wheels that would just get stuck and stop on a random rock.
In my mind, I'm seeing Tyler showing up on one of his friend's front porch, like in full regalia, all the equipment, like, hey, you want to come play hockey? No.
I bought 10 sticks.
What's wrong with you?
I have a gravel driveway. Where would I want to play hockey?
No wonder you got into D&D, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I bet your AC was really high with all that gear on.
Boom.
Takes a rough dex check from all that padding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? There's Mighty Ducks. That's the only hockey movie I know of. Is that the Mighty Ducks movies? What else was it?
They did that movie about the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah. Wayne's World has references.
Right.
Happy Gilmore has references.
A Happy Gilmore. Goon.
Stay away from my achievement.
There's a movie called Goon with Sean William Scott, and I see it on Netflix like all the time.
Yeah.
Never taking the time to watch it.
Not based on the comic book, I'm assuming?
No.
It's a hockey movie. Okay.
Sean William Scott plays the Goon.
Yeah. Oh, it has nothing to do with hockey. I just wanted to tell you about this movie.
I just love Sean William Scott so much.
You know, Miller really understands this show, and sometimes we don't stay on topic. Are there any others?
Mm-hmm. Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Mm-mm. I always remember, when I think of hockey, I always remember Tim Meadows going on and on about being called Little Hockey and how much he loved hockey on Saturday Night Live once.
There is a...
It's good luck like, finding that.
Yeah, I won't find that for the show notes.
It's like a mockumentary about these hockey players. I'm trying to think. I can't think of the name of it. I'll have to look it up later. But it's about these guys who are just... They're terrible hockey players, but they're extremely tough.
So it's a hockey player mockumentary?
Yeah.
A hockumentary?
Hey-o! Up top.
High five sounds.
Do you guys think Because, of course, none of us are really into hockey.
What?
How easy is it, do you think, to really get into a sport
how
later
easy
in
is
life?
It, do you think, to become a professional? Let's start. Let's all become
Do you think, like, if we went to, like,
if we
like
tried,
Brazil.
Hold on, you guys. I've got the sticks.
<Let's> go. If you'd have brought that shit with you, man, that would have been great.
They're made for a third grader. We'll have to bend over a little bit.
Tyler, 10-paw giveaway, 5-star review. I will send you all of my hockey gear.
Tyler's actually.
They're in pristine condition.
He very much still wants to pursue that dream, but hasn't told anybody. He's still trying. How hard do you think it is to break into professional hockey? Like if I was to go to say I don't know Brazil.
We could have our own jerseys printed up if you'd like.
Okay, I would like that. I like jerseys. The Tadpog hockey jerseys.
I actually think some Tadpog hockey jerseys would look good.
Would they just fly off the shelves?
I think you would probably.
Two of them would.
Two.
Well, don't forget Blake, because he's going to impress that Serbian girl.
That's true. I'm sorry, Tyro, what was your question?
How easy do you think it is to really get into a sport later in life? Like, I feel like the sports we're into, we grew up with. Like, can you at 40 just, like, get really into hockey? Is it going to have that impression?
I've got an answer, too. But, Jacob, I see you've got something good.
Well, no, it's not particularly good. But I do think that I think it's all about the place that you're at. I remember I listened to Hang Up and Listen, which is a sports podcast. And
all right, knock that off.
And one of the guys on there talked at one point about how he's not a particular soccer fan, but he was in South America reporting on, I don't know, he's a sports reporter, so he's reporting on a sport, I guess. And he ended up going to a couple of hockey or soccer games while he was down there, and it was the environment was so thrilling that you can't help but kind of love it. And I don't know, I think if I was...
Humans, as a social animal, you'll adapt to your surroundings.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I'm not going to sit in my living room and be like, I'm going to do this hockey thing.
Yeah.
And that was honestly really close to my answer. I was going to say, if I didn't have you all in this room as my friends, and I had to make a friend, God forbid, I probably would get into a sport really fast. Because all the other men my age, believe it or not, don't play Super Nintendo games. They would want to talk about...
What do they play? Play Dreamcast or what?
Exclusively N64.
All the 30-year-old men I know are really into Dreamcast.
Bunch of fucking Shenmue fans.
They've got their Chaos Monsters from Sonic Adventure on their memory cards. Like, they're so high.
Oh, man. VCUs. But yeah, I mean, and I do think that, you know, if I dated a girl who was really into hockey, I think that I would probably be able to... I honestly didn't follow football very much until I started dating Deani, who was into football. Mm. So I started to follow football.
To get into her, yes. Yes.
You know. But yeah, so I think that...
Talk about it, Jacob. We want to talk more about that.
I don't think she listens. Let's hear about it.
But yeah.
Just that shitting grin on Jacob's face.
We're trying to fill time, asshole. Let's hear it.
No, we're good on time. We can stop talking about this game anytime we want.
Oh, I thought we already did. Now we're talking about Jacob's ex-girlfriend.
But yeah, football. We got into it.
I've crossed off all the points that I have to say about this game.
All right. Done.
I don't.
Anyone else have anything to say about this
game?
I
don't have any burning desire to talk about NHL 94 anymore.
I'd say give it a try, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd say give it a try because it's not as good as Super Tennis, but it's better than Madden NFL.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and it's just a sports game. I mean, it's not hard to understand. Probably pretty hard to master, but anybody can pick it up, play it, kill a little time, and then move on with their life. I mean, it's not something that you've got to play this game. You're going to be life-changing, but it's a game.
Penguins.
It's our game.
And Slapshot with the Hanson Brothers, which Miller just looked up, with Paul Newman and the Hanson Brothers.
Yeah, which I said
Paul Newman
was
in a hockey
game? I said it was in the style of like a mockumentary. Is it? Because I never actually saw it. But
I don't think that's the one.
Okay.
No, but I know... Like, I'm glad that you looked that up because that was the thing that was in my brain.
Right, and I remember vividly seeing those two guys with the big glasses and the long hair.
Soylent Green is actually a hockey movie too, right?
Yep. I've got achievements.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are they?
I have four.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
I may have one by the time you get to me.
Number one, Hat Trick Daddy, which is you get a hat trick of hat tricks in one game.
Okay. Okay. So 9 goals.
You guys remember that rapper in the 90s, Trick Daddy?
No, I was wondering.
Big Trick Daddy fans.
I thought it was a sexual reference.
I tweeted about Trick Daddy the other day. It's not a joke.
What was the tweet?
I was like, I think I'm pretty much living like Trick Daddy did in the late 90s, so I think I'm doing all right.
That's going in the show notes. I'm going to find that tweet.
But it's find that tweet, and I think that I referenced the Like a Thug music video.
Maybe because I'm a thug.
All day, every day.
Uh-oh, because I'm a thug.
I've got kind of a gimme, the great one. Win a game, scoring only goals as Wayne Gretzky. Super Mario, which is the same thing with Mario Lemieux. And then Car, which is move the goal.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Which we did several times.
Yep.
Game on. Does anyone else have any achievements? Miller?
No. I'm surprised he came up with that many. I'm sitting here racking my brain, and the only thing, do something without getting an icing for the entire game.
Don't get an icing call.
What's a cake that doesn't have icing, Tyler? You're the chef.
Pound cake.
Pound cake.
Pound cake.
There's the achievement.
Okay.
The game with no icing.
Good collaboration there. Good collaboration.
Like, so now I don't have to do one, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
I've got two. I've got a couple, actually. One is long distance precision. It's where you shoot from your goal and get a goal.
Mm.
Okay.
That's
impossible, right?
It would probably be really... That's why it's an achievement.
Okay.
And then... This one's just personal. I know that guy, and it's score with only Yarmer Yager. because I was kicked out of class once for referencing Yarmer Yager loudly. And
would you just yell his name? Like someone thought you were summoning the devil?
Jacob was asleep.
Yarmer Yager.
Oh, Lord.
Jacob was asleep. Somebody poked him. He just sat up, Yarmer Yager.
What the fuck happened?
It was in Doug Lyles' biology class, and I was sitting next to my friend Brandon Howell, and at one point, I actually didn't get kicked out of class, but at one point, Brandon and I had been talking shit so much back and forth, he was like, all right, everyone, now, no more talking for the rest of the day. I'm done. And at one point, and we were fine, we were silent for a little bit, and then out of nowhere, Brandon just looks over to me and says, Yarmer Yager. And I say, I know that guy. And Doug Lyle says, okay, that's it. And I say, no, that's it. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. And I grab my shit and I leave class.
It didn't happen.
It fucking happened. You ask Brandon Howe. You ask him.
You ask Doug Lyles. He's still teaching at the high school. You ask him.
Doug Lyles, if you're listening to this episode, call in. Long,
Coach
please
Lyles,
call in.
Please.
Did Jacob York ever get tired of your shit?
I stood up and I left and I did not come back for the rest of the day.
That's pretty good.
I do have an achievement that's very similar to...
It's about Goon?
No, although if I'd have known there was a movie called Goon about hockey, I would have worked that in. It's similar to the two achievements you had, Tyler, the great one and Super Mario. This one's called Shooter McGavin. And all you have to do is, with any player you choose, for a game, you have to score all the goals with that player.
Sure.
And what happens is... Happy Gilmore becomes a playable character, and he gets to live his dream of being a hockey player. And
but
who knows?
He can't move because he can't skate.
Right.
He has the hardest shots in the game.
Well, yeah, he's ranked one. Like, I mean, out of that ranking, they've got 1 to 100. I mean, you can unlock him. He's not very good.
He's the Dan Hibiki of this game.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty sure he didn't.
Street Fighter 2.
Oh, Dan.
Really? Yeah. Relatively sure that he...
I'm in sports mode. I'm like, any name you say, I'm just going to assume as a sports person, and I'm just going to be like, I don't know.
Relatively sure Happy Gilmore wasn't actually around in 94, was he?
Shut up.
You know what, Miller?
Get out.
I've had it with this shit. We all stand up and walk out of the studio.
Okay.
It's just Miller. Wait, and Mr. Lyles.
Looks like they got some phone calls. We'll go ahead and see if I can work. Oh, I don't know the Apple system very well.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Do you like that precision? I switched just like that.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to think that was a cut. It's not.
Mm-mm.
If you were to give this game a beard, maybe a beard of teeth, I don't know. What kind of beard would you give this game?
What the fuck is a bearded Dave?
I would give it a... It's a full, very scruffy beard, unkept, super long, and,
so long.
And it's underneath a hockey mask. So it's a beautiful, full beard, but it comes so far out of the mask that you can't... It's dangerous. It can get pulled on in a fight. It's got blood in it from other players, maybe some teeth getting knocked out, trapped from the beard.
Nice.
Beard up.
So it's a beautiful beard, but it's got its issues.
It's a beautiful beard of blood and teeth.
Beautiful.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, Tyler, mm-hmm. what do you think you give it?
It's a specialty hockey mask that has lenses on it for a nearsighted goalie. But I would give it Jason's hockey mask.
I was about to say, the Voorhees.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, on one hand, it's cool. You know, Jason, it's cool, but also it's also horrifying at the same time. Like, you don't want to be... It's fine to watch, but you don't want to be in it. You don't want to be on the other side of it, so...
Okay, I like that a lot.
And it's also not as safe as the current-day hockey masks are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not.
They don't look like
fitting.
Jason's mask
nope.
anymore?
Nope.
What do they look like now?
They're like helmets.
Oh, so they're actually like protecting the full head and not
like,
just the face.
Yeah, it's like the full head and face mask, and they actually have like, you know how Jason masks are kind of flat against your face,
right.
Like they have guards, so they're a little bit further away. So if you get hit, it doesn't like actually still
break
like,
your face open.
Shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some people called us.
Yeah, let's get to them. Normally we wouldn't on Original Flavor Wednesday.
Yeah, but we went so long.
Went long on Monday, so they've been shifted to Wednesday.
So long. Actually, we have a mailbag question I'd like to start with because it's pertinent to this particular episode.
Okay.
It's from Phil Hawkins.
Yeah.
And it goes a little something like this. Good afternoon, Tadpog friends. How did he know it was afternoon, first of all?
Fuck. Where are you, Phil?
That's a lucky guess. I just got my computer back from the repair shop after it was knocked out of commission in July due to a mysterious influx of viruses and malware. He was probably viewing our show notes and clicking the links. That's what it'll do. That was in no way caused by downloading hardcore, barely legal pornography.
Thank goodness.
Barely legal is legal enough, Phil. The digital illness left me without home access to the internet and all its glories, including the past 3 months of Tadpog episodes. While I have been able to follow the show on Facebook at work, I've been unable to listen to the show until now. I've been running through a gauntlet of old episodes over the past week and learning some pretty entertaining and needlessly graphic information about your traumatic adolescent experiences. I want to encourage these stories going forward because they can make or break episodes. Like the train wreck that was the International Superstar Soccer Show, which I just finished this morning. Sorry, Phil. I hope you're liking this episode better. We pulled in two ringers. I'll leave you with a question about a technical aspect of the show. How much editing goes into each program to make it sound as seamless and professional as it does?
He hasn't been listening to other Ship Mondays.
You're being laughed at, Phil. I'm sorry.
I ask because you occasionally end episodes with an outtake that was cut from the show. And although you can sometimes hear when an episode cuts to a new take, most of the time it's pretty imperceptible. Keep up the good work, friends. Cheers, Phil Hawkins.
Any of the good editing is done by you, so...
Not always.
Like, I don't know how to do the stingers or anything like that, and I have made the theme song go on way too long.
I was listening to Other Ship Monday and was like, oh man, this stinger's going to be epic.
We talk about that in this upcoming Monday show. Well, actually, Time Warp, we talk about that last Monday episode, yes. Where it's clearly intentional. It's an Andy Kaufman-esque stinger, where we're just going to see how many people will listen to 2 minutes of moves, and then the show just ends.
I listened to it all. I loved it.
And then Tyler wrestles a woman.
I don't know how you guys do things in Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm from Los Angeles. I'm smart.
I've been editing a lot of the shows. Nikki's edited a few as well. I'll continue to do the Wednesday shows, but Tyler, you've
started... Other Shit Monday is going to be all me, so I'm sorry.
We're gonna get you where you need to be. You're there. It's just we need to get the outro and stinger. We're done.
Dave is so positive all the time. Everything is just gravy to Dave.
When I'm recording, yeah, but like when I'm like in everyday life, it's just miserable. It's just miserable.
Yeah,
we've got some actual calls too.
Well, let's hear them.
I'm gonna start with this one. I'm gonna go out of order.
Did you get my phone call? Is my phone call on here?
What are you talking about?
I called you guys.
What?
Tadpog, it is Jacob York. I wanted to call. I'm not even finished with the Rogue Legacy podcast yet, but I wanted to call so that you could have this on whatever podcast you do next. But I wanted to give you a call because I need to clarify a story that you told on the Rogue Legacy podcast. My father did not wait days to take me to the emergency room with my broken collarbone. I whined enough about it that he did take me that very night. So he gets that much credit to take me that night, and I'm almost certain I got like a Ghostbusters toy out of it. So, you know, this is the real winner in the long run. See ya!
So it's just my parents that don't love me.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I thought I had like a good brother in arms, and then turns out you got taken to the emergency room that night.
Yeah. And got a toy.
Yeah, he to this day feels bad about it. which is why I knew when I heard you say, like, hey, waited like 2 days, I was like, oh shit. I need to clarify that right now.
Dad's gonna hear this because he listens
to Tadpog every week. And no.
Can we get him to call in?
Yeah.
Will you ask him to call in?
Absolutely.
If we did a special NCAA basketball episode, he'd guest host with Jacob.
That would be pretty cool.
He would just want to talk about, he would have only like four things to say about it, though. He would talk about Kentucky. He would talk about Hewlett, who was a player that played for Kentucky, and he barely got in. He never got in. And because of that, I think that he shot like, he put up like 6 3-pointers and hit three of them. He hit 50% of his shots that year. And because it was so early in like SNES's cycle, they were just like, oh yeah, he shoots 50% from 3-point range. So if you step over the half court line, you're within range for Hewlett. Like he's the best 3-point shooter in the game.
I think you're just saying he'd have four things to say so you could get him to say all of that all at once before we start talking about masturbation.
Oh my God. My mom listened to one of the episodes that I was on.
Soul Blazer.
And she was like, I like your stuff, but they are nasty. And I was like, Mom, I don't disagree with you. I love my friends. I don't think you're the audience. I hear your criticism. I want you to know I think it's valid.
We are 0-for-2 on moms that listen to that book. Yeah.
So. I have replayed the first 10 minutes of the Populous episode so many times for so many different people. So they can hear about Tyler wiping his spunk into Josh's carpet and Josh's mom making him clean it up.
Is that what she heard? Is that the episode?
It has to be it.
I don't know. I don't know if that was the episode. Well, I think that probably was the episode because
Final Fight has got to be, it's early on, so it's pretty, it's more tame.
But in the last episode with Zach, because she, I was like, I said, are you talking about the last episode? She was like, are you on another one? And I was like, don't listen to it. Do not listen to it. At all, you don't listen to Tadpog anymore.
You're cut off.
You're done listening to Tadpog.
Nasty.
I have tried to conduct myself in a way today that I will not embarrass my mother.
You failed.
No.
Yeah, I think you've slipped a few. I think you've slipped a few naughty words.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. But I haven't talked specifically about anything that she would think is, why are you talking about that in public?
Would you like to?
No.
Okay. You really need to do some creative editing when this is over and see what kind of things you can have Jacob York saying in the stinger.
Oh, I've got some things.
All my balls are shaved.
The only word we may have said is all. So I don't know what all that's coming from.
Well, he just said it all right there.
And it's re-edited to like, balls are shaved all.
That's a Trick Daddy lyric, isn't it?
Balls are shaved now.
Thanks for calling, Jacob.
You're welcome.
We've got another caller.
Is it me again?
We'll see. It's your mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, beep. You wanted a drunk phone call? All right, here he goes. Tyler, Dave, why you had a, basically a entire fucking show devoted to Joe Mack. And there was not a single fucking reference to Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. Just weird. Just out of place. Out of place. Just so, so, so very out of place. Just kind of weird. All right. Also, throwing this out there, y'all had a weird question about having your, you know, your like all-star, you know, fantasy all-star, like a team of fantasy characters. I'm gonna throw it out there. All right. For the fighter, gotta be Rambo. Oh dear God, there's people coming. All right, here we go.
He said, look, Randy Hall.
Gotta be Rambo.
Gotta be Rambo.
Is he done? Yeah, he's done.
That's it with it.
He's done. I don't know how to answer that question. I guess I could see Rambo.
Sure. Drew, that was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
I hope those people didn't get you. It's like that call ends abruptly. It's like people are coming, I have to go. So I hope you're alive.
I hope the Nazis didn't find you in your attic where you're making this phone call. Where you have your diary making up fantasy teams. Rambo equals fighter. They're coming. But I'm sorry. Yes, an Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer reference would have been very good.
Phil Hartman, I had totally forgotten.
Yes, yeah. Phil Hartman.
That's on us. That really is.
Don't worry. You'll be able to find that in the show notes.
Maybe.
SNL shit's hard to find.
I found one on Daily Motion a while ago because I was referencing it to someone who had never seen it.
How are you here and not in jail? In Lorne Michaels' dungeon.
The BTK killer.
And first of all, his name's Dennis.
All right, I lost track. This might be a call.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Lord Micah Perdue here, back from hiatus with this week's Would You Rather. Halloween edition of this week's Would You Rather. Halloween's actually tomorrow. I should have called last week with a Halloween Would You Rather, but you know, shit happens. This week's Would You Rather brought to you by Black Devil Martinis, because when I Googled Halloween drinks, first one that came up. So there you go. Black Devil Martinis. This week's Would You Rather. As a kid, the biggest thing for Halloween is obviously to go trick-or-treating. So would you rather eat all of your Halloween candy one piece at a time and save as much as possible, eat one piece a day, or sit down and gorge and eat all of it at once and become sick and just lay on the couch and be 20 pounds heavier? I'm going to say, just because I'm weird, I would eat, save mine as long as possible, just so that I have something to look forward to every day, because that's the way I did it when I was younger. I look forward to your guys' response. Keep up the good work and working on that 5-star review for you. If I can figure out a way to deal with gay Apple products. All right, talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Lord Mike.
Yes.
I am from his camp. When I was growing up, I had a drawer that had a false bottom, and I would put all my secret candy in it so no one else could get it. And
I'd eat my candy from the Germans.
I also, here's what I would do. Here's my ritual. I come back from trick-or-treating, right? Big-ass jack-o'-lantern from McDonald's full of candy. I'd eat all of the best stuff the first night. And then I would take all the not-so-good stuff, put it away, and never eat it.
You can save it for Nikki, because Nikki loves all the candy that is usually regarded as bad.
I wouldn't feed her the candy I got 12 years ago. But, I mean, yeah, she does like the traditionally bad candy, like circus peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
I like candy corn. I know a lot of people
like
don't.
Candy corn.
She likes candy corn, too.
Swedish fish.
So I like Swedish fish, yeah. Yeah.
I can't eat candy corn since... Did I ever show you the video that I did where I had to...
colonoscopy?
It was just full of candy corn. Jake yeah. would never eaten a piece in his life.
It's getting to the good part.
No, it was... My very first shoot that I did for kids stuff was basically where they said... They said... but I was a comic host and I was with a credible host and it was like, oh, Jacob, what are you doing? It was like, oh, I'm eating all the candy corn. It's Halloween. You got to get the candy corn while it's there to be got. And they basically came up to me and we were shooting this in September. And they were like, we can't find any candy corn. This is all the candy corn that we could find. It was one bag. And they were like, and we have three different hosts to get through.
Okay.
You have to make this candy corn last as long as possible. And... they basically just said, so what you need to do is you need to, like, just put some in your mouth and just keep chewing and just don't swallow. Just don't swallow it. Just keep chewing it. And they didn't say that to the other hosts. The other hosts, you watch their videos and they're, like, pouring it all over themselves. And blah, blah, blah. But me, I had one handful of candy corn that I ate at the very beginning. And then I'm just chewing the same cud of candy corn the entire... And it was like an hour...
Cud of candy corn is our guild for the next MMO.
And it was like an hour and a half long shoot.
So it's safe to say that whoever was in charge of props hated you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They
see, I'm sitting there thinking, you should have talked them into cutting it with, like, peanuts.
I mean,
and you could have, and you know, and you still could have had more to.
Yeah, but that was like my first on camera thing ever. So it was just like, I was just, oh, well, all right, I guess I'll do that. And it was, oh my, I've
seen that one. I know what you're talking about.
And it's disgusting.
Can you give me a link to that?
I don't know if there's, I have it. I think I have it on my hard drive.
You're just worried about all the comments it would get.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah. But it's disgusting looking. It is disgusting.
Nasty.
It is nasty. But it's because I have, like, because I keep chewing and I can't swallow and I've got, like, candy corn goo coming out of my mouth at various points.
Sexy.
It's horrible. So I can never eat candy.
Now I imagine it's like a Tim and Eric style video where, like, they're actually cutting into you every now and then, like, in slow mo, and, like, candy corn is, like, spewing out of your mouth, Play-Doh factory style. And then they, like, cut back to normal shit and then back to you and you're, like, red, like the devil. Adult Swim's right there, right? I mean, it could have been right there in Atlanta with you.
Would have been perfect.
I used to, the candy that, when I would get candy, I would always save it and keep it and just kind of nibble on it as I went. I can't do that with candy of any kind now because my wife will eat it and then yell at me. She gets super pissed.
Why'd you bring
off.
It into the house?
Yeah, it's exactly like, I got a call from her one night while we were gaming. Like, I just got home and there is a bowl full of fucking candy sitting on the table. Why did you put that there? You know I'm going to eat it.
That makes her guilt-free. That's all she has to do is send you that text, and then she can eat however much fucking candy she wants. It's your fault.
She'll be like, go get me some candy. I'm like, no, I'm not falling for that shit. So I'll get her a thing of, like, Sour Patch Kids, and she'll eat half of them and be like, hide this from me. So I'll hide it in my computer desk somewhere, and the next day she's like, you should have found somewhere better to hide that. That was bullshit. Can't you come up with a better hiding spot than
You need to hide it in the back of the
top
toilet.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just wrap that mother in some duct tape and just wrap it in there.
We should say that Becky's very pretty, so she gets away with shit like that. It's fine. It's worth the abuse. And also, I guess I should also clarify that Apple products being computers, have no gender. And therefore, I'm not attracted to other computer products that might have gender and are of the same gender.
Mm. Yeah.
So the gay adjective does not apply to Apple products. Mm.
Happy Apple products.
That'd be lovely.
Makes me think of Apple Kid from Earthbound.
So, Solace, Geeky's cousin. The question I had this week was, if you were to be going into a medieval-style battle of swords and archery and whatnot, and you were able to take one animal companion with you into battle that was fully trained, it would do whatever you wanted it to do, what animal would you choose? All right, I'll be looking forward to hearing your answers, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling, Yuki's cousin. We actually, Tyler, Meg, Nikki, and I actually had a similar conversation on our way back from Dragon Con, so true. I have my answer.
Yeah, I guess what my reply there was bear.
Yeah.
A fully trained bear.
Bear, right?
Bear's pretty good. I'm going tiger because I imagine someone would fuck with a guy with a bear, but no one's going to fuck with a guy with a tiger.
Okay.
Because you see bears. I guess it depends what part of the world you're in. Because if I saw a guy with a tiger here, I'd probably be a lot more impressed than like a guy with a tiger in India.
But if you saw a guy with a bear in India,
right.
Maybe it's like, oh shit, where did he get that?
That bear is well traveled.
We had a friend in
well traveled bear is our other guild.
Jacob and I had a friend in high school. I think better, closer friends with him than you were.
Almost certainly, because I don't know who you're about to talk about.
Whose dad actually had a tiger out in Hardin.
What the fuck?
He had several large cats, like tigers and lions and shit.
Oh my.
Can the, what was it, the well-traveled bear that can be the tavern for all the lords and ladies meet.
That's a good one.
Well, for Tadpog Prom, that'll be the drink. That'll be where we serve all our drinks.
What do you think, Jacob? What's your...
I think bear. I think I have to... Just size-wise...
That was your animal companion when you played a druid in D&D, exactly. So you're partial.
And that's the other thing, too, though, is that like if I'm bringing him into combat with me, because I hated having Theodore in combat.
Yeah, what was your bear companion's name, full name?
Theodore Edwin Bear. Obviously. And that was,
the real low-hanging fruit on that one, huh?
Well, it wasn't quite so dumb until Ted came out. Then Ted came out and really fucked up all my shit. But also, that was in a world where, teddy bears aren't, that... Whatever.
don't justify. Don't try to church it up, Jacob.
Well, what was your animal, Miller?
I'm going a little outside the box here and saying black rhino.
Black rhino?
You can ride that bitch.
You can ride it. It's armored as hell. It can stampede things, horn them. There's lots of things.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Fine, I'm going Jabberwocky. Fuck it.
I'd like to see monkey of some kind. Because I'd like to see a monkey in battle just going apeshit and pounding somebody's
literally
head.
Literally.
I see what you did there. I like it.
Throwing it to like, you got to figure out a way that it would have. Because,
chimps have the power to rip people's faces off. Yeah. So,
and testicles. There's that story, where the chimpanzee rips the man's testicles off.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I didn't know that.
You didn't know about that?
Yeah. I only knew about
show notes.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe bear was too. I don't know. I really like black rhino. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. You could do black bear.
That was my paladin's mount in your game. It was a rhino.
I remember you doing rhino.
I don't know. I think that there's something about that. There's something about that. God, Sean Miller would obviously kill me if we were battling our animals.
I know battle animals. There's not much that I know in life, but I know battle animals.
Sean Miller, I know about MMOs, battle animals, biscuits and gravy.
Sean Miller's pocket monsters.
Really proms. How to get girls to show me their titties.
Sean Miller. Sean Miller presents Tad Prom. And you're there at the door on top of a giant black rhino taking tickets.
Majestic as fuck.
I think that's all the calls we got this week.
Okay.
So that's it. You ready to talk us off?
Yeah.
Hang it. Talk your what off.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about IGN's 58th ranked game, Donkey Kong Country 3.
Back to the platformers. All right.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating. Write a review. We love it. Thank you. Please. Prizes, etc.
Hey, since I'm not going to be around next week, can I go ahead and say I want something in the show notes for next week?
What's that?
It's the rap that the guy did to the Donkey Kong Country music. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but send me that link.
I'm gonna find it.
Davis is there like,
nodding.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, not at all.
I'm going to find it.
I probably should thank some people really quickly.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You want to do that? A few. All right. Who we got?
Or also, I thought we're having like a privacy issue thing for Facebook. Like sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't.
Right.
The only ones we saw this week were Matt and Micah. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Twitter, Tony, Micah, Nicole, and Jacob said he was.
I did it.
I think he's retweeting now. So thank you, Jacob.
We're watching him doing right now.
I'd ask Leva to retweet. So she probably did. Kind words. We got kind words from Paul, Phil, Ivy King Hipster, Josh Edwards. Thank you. 5-star reviews. 2.
Nice.
Arithnal 8 and Perfume Geek.
Arithnal?
Arithnal.
That's a bad sign.
The god of slaughter.
I think, Jacob, your mom may be onto something if Arithnal left us a 5-star review.
Oh, good job, you guys.
Please keep it up.
And Art John Sullivan sent us some pretty amazing video game art.
Yes, these prints are great. I think he intended for us to give them out to listeners as prizes, but I kind of want to keep them. So. Jacob's been our most frequent guest host, right?
This is true.
Just do my part. Go for it.
Okay. Don't worry, you guys. If you want some more Tadpog love, you can always check us out on the Facebook group. You can follow us on Twitter at Tadpog_podcast, or you could check out the show notes. Go ahead. Go over there. Waste some time. Have some fun. And you'll find that at tadpog.com.
Our intro song.
Our intro song is Moves by Sycamore Drive. And what's the end?
A link to that track.
A link to that track can be found in our show notes.
At tadpog.com.
At tadpog.com.
Here's the really tricksy one. What's our phone number?
Oh, I don't know that.
We don't even know that.
I can look it up.
No, that's what I have to do every time is look it up. If you would like to give us a call, you can at the Tadpog hotline. It's 270-883-2555. Operators are standing by.
I'll answer your call.
Jacob personally will answer your
call. I'll do it.
Well, then how are they going to leave a message?
No, we'll just talk.
We're just going to chit-chat for a while. Oh, Lord Mike, yeah, you were going to do the this week's Would You Rather, huh? So what's up?
What would I rather? I don't know.
That's a show, man, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love talking to big black dicks. I love big black dicks in my face and around my nose and eye holes.
Stinger. I want that to be a drop that we can just put in on any episode. Miller, what do you think about that?
It's like the fucking lever on Conan and the Walker.
I like big black dicks.
Because it was silent enough that it could easily be tossed in. No background noise. Perfect.